Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi, Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Svalesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande. It's nice to hear everyone singing the songs that we had the good fortune to hear His divine grace sing in the presence of Srila Guru Maharaj. So many times on so many different spiritual holy days at Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And invariably, the first song that Srila Guru Maharaj would have Srila Govinda Maharaj sing would be E Mana Durmati Sangsara Vitore song, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And it's appropriate, but it's also of special interest to us because it reminds us of what Srila Guru Maharaj said to Srila Gurudev when he came to the mat. He said, "Are you prepared to follow my direction as opposed to listening to your own mind? You're going to follow the directions of your mind or my direction?" And that echoes Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna's mind is reeling with so much worldly circumstantial consideration. Sishasteham sarimam tvam prapanam. But now I'm transferring my autonomy to you. I'm prepared to not follow the dictates of my mind, but rather listen to Krishna Upadesh, right? Krishna's advice, Krishna's suggestion. Or in a more refined sense, what Guru Maharaj sometimes calls the suggestion of Srimati Radharani. That word is very peculiar. Some suggestion is coming down to us into this plane through the agency of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. How to make progress towards that divine domain. And what is it we have to carefully consider, which is seva mayoyam loka, means the service world. As much as this is the world of exploitation, where we're told the rule is survival of the fittest. Jivo jivasya jivanam. That one thrives here by exploiting others. One lives at the cost of the life of another on some level. Right? Some form of exploitation. Sometimes taking their very life. Guru Maharaj once called it like, kill to live. And he's saying, Hegel, die to live? That's the spiritual mind. He said, here, kill to live. This is the world of kill to live. Or by eliminating others, I thrive. Figuratively or literally. Whereas the spiritual world is die to live. We'll have to sacrifice as we are, not follow the dictates of our mind, imbibe Dharma Buddhi, spiritual intelligence from Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav, how to proceed. Right. When Achyutananda, his favorite to Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, came to stay with them at Srila Prabhupada's suggestion, Guru Maharaj was telling him what the rules will be. Like day one, you're at the mat. Like, and he said that you'll have this room is given to you and there'll be a bed and there's one chair there. And Achyutananda said, I don't need a chair. Like, he's a tapashi. Right? And Guru Maharaj said, it's not for you. It's in case you have a gentleman as a visitor. So you'll keep one chair for that gentleman visitor. Like, oh. And he said, and young man, you will have to follow my directions, however whimsical or whamsical they may be. Like that. So, and there can be no hesitation. So Srila Gurudev says, when Guru Maharaj said to him, and are, you know, how long are you, will you stay? He was insulted. And said, what? Of course, Guru Maharaj is testing him to see what is his idea of coming to the mat. And Gurudev said, when I say that I've come and I'm giving, that's forever. Right. And we know that in Srila Gurudev's Divine Pastimes that his mother and father, they prayed to Shiva, that Buru Raj deity near their, his divine birthplace, Bamanpar, Brahmanpur, the town of Brahmins. The name became in time Bamanpar, but really it's Brahmanpur. Right? He's that type of Brahmin. Comes from a place where the whole village is Brahmins. And the mother, his mother and father, prayed to Mahadev Shiva to give them a good and qualified son. And some inspiration came from Shiva that, yes, in Guru Maharaj's words, he sent one of his own men. He said, but when he's 17, he has to take sannyas. This is the deal. You'll get the son, but at 17, he has to take sannyas. So they're thinking, oh, yeah, in Bengal, it's part of the local culture that's current, that something called Shiva sannyas. And you see teenage boys do this. They take sannyas for 2 weeks or a month. And it reminds me of when one of the older disciples of Srila Prabhupada, by older, in those days, I mean, when I was 17, I thought someone was old who was 23. I was 19 when I joined, and I thought, there's some men who joined also. They're like 23, 24. It's like telling that with pride to some other people. We actually have some men. Don't think it's just a bunch of teenagers like me. There's some men. Some of them are even married. One guy has a wife and a kid. So this one older disciple, that means he was like approaching 40, probably in his late 30s, early 40s, Prabhupada said to him, I think you should take sannyas. And he said, couldn't I get married for a couple years first? Prabhupada said, rascal! So they're thinking, oh, the Shiva sannyas that's current in modern Bengali culture, some teenage boy, they take sannyas and carry a dandam for 2 weeks, a fortnight, a month, and then resume mundane life. So they're thinking, all right. But Gurudev told later, he said, they did not know it would be forever. Because it's at 17 that he came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. And he told, interestingly, I've pointed this out, but it's noteworthy, that so many times on the theme of how I came to Krishna consciousness, that story, and we know every devotee's story is interesting. Every last story of someone coming in connection with Krishna consciousness is interesting. That's why Srila Avadhut Maharaj is asked at different times in the studio, they can record devotees telling their story. Every single story is interesting and unique. Right? But if we see anything thematically, often it will be some particular level of suffering in material existence. Like in Gita, Krishna, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin orjana arto jigyasa artarti jnani chabaratarshava. He's telling four types. Even Krishna's doing some analysis. You could say sociological, theo-sociological analysis. But often thematically that suffering position, right? As the Vedas intone, Jyotir Shadgamayo, go from the darkness to the light, from ignorance to knowledge, from suffering to happiness. But Gurudev, reflecting upon his childhood pastimes and teenage pastimes, he said, I was so happy in Bamanpar and Nandangat, in those places. He said, I loved everyone and everyone loved me. Even the animals, and then as if to suggest something lower than animals, he said, even the rickshaw wallahs. They love me, I love them. I say that out of immense affection for Bengal and the varieties of Bengalis people. He said, but then this sadhu came preaching this nonsense. He said that a little sarcastically, facetiously. Preaching this nonsense. Your mother is nothing. Your father is nothing. This world is nothing. You'll have to leave it all someday. Saying, but that nonsense talk of that sadhu struck a sympathetic chord in his heart. He couldn't deny its truth. The ring of it was not entirely palatable, but he could not deny the truthfulness of what was being expressed. And it struck a sympathetic chord in his heart, and they was a representative of Srila Guru Maharaj from Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Remember, the Math was founded 1941-42. Officially, Rath Yatra 1942, but Guru Maharaj had been in Navadvip for a year. So this is around 1947. So a representative of the Math is going village to village preaching, and it strikes a sympathetic chord in his heart. Follow up, another devotee is sent to bring him and presses Gurudev. And Gurudev thinking that maybe they can't acquiesce to whatever he will say. He said, well, if I go, it has to be right now. And the man goes, okay. I mean, we have to leave like this minute. All right. Yes. How are we going to go? They swim across the Ganga. And Gurudev said in his mind, He read Ramayana, Mahabharata, other great literature, and had some stereotype of what the ashram of the guru would be like. We all come with some stereotypes about guru, ashram of the guru, what is divine. So he's saying, I was thinking that it'll look this way and that way. And when he saw it, what it actually was at that time, which you can sometimes see in old photos, some, well, picture's worth a thousand words. You can cut that photo in of the Mott where there was once a building sort of for the deity, one for guru. It was a very simple structure. This is beyond the thatched hut stage. And that devotee saw some little, maybe disappointment, some apprehension on his part. And noticing that, it's also the job of the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement to notice these things of those who are sometimes in their care. It's a service. You have to serve devotees. You want to be their servitor. So he thought, seeing that apprehension, he said, the building may be small, said, but there's a big sadhu inside. And then, of course, he met Srila Guru Maharaj, as we discussed. E manadur mati sangsara bitore, that it's the mind that's got us in all the trouble we're in at present. Udare dhatmanatmanam atmanam avasadayet atmaeva hyatmano bandhur atmaeva ripu ripur atmana. The mind in this context, bandhu or ripu, friend, enemy. And Srila Saraswati Thakur is told that mind, jiva, is like a minor child who hasn't achieved majority and who's under the care of an evil guardian. E manadur mati sangsara bitore, being dragged through this world, dragged by the mind and senses. We had some discussion recently about how many horses on Arjuna's chariot. There's four, but some said, I thought I saw a picture once with five. And then some discussion took place, and in time, we realized on one level, there was some confusion in the minds of some about the famous Upanishadic example about the jiva on the chariot of the body, but the five senses are like five wild horses running in different directions, dragging the jiva soul through material existence. That's why it's important to that there is the transfer of autonomy of the disciple to guru, to proceed under the affectionate guidance, Gurudev liked that term, of Sri Guru. So, Srila Gurudev offered himself to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj's heart and soul, kaya mano bhaka, body, mind, words. He once said, and the, later accepting the acharyaship, he said, I consider myself to be my Gurudev's dustbin. He can do with me whatever he wants. When he at last, I am offering myself, he said, like your goat. If it pleases you to whimsically cut off my tail for your pleasure, you can do that, or slit my throat as a sacrificial offering. That's your decision. And he maintained that spirit, beginning, middle, and end. But it was observed early on by, as it says, Guru Ganai Ashisha Shambhushitam, the Guru Gan, Guru Maharaj's God brothers, they told Guru Maharaj of Srila Gurudev's, Srila Govinda Maharaj's greatness first. Because he has this disciple, and that disciple is being sent off in different seva with God brothers. And God brothers are returning with glowing reports about this new boy. That kind of thing. Krishna's Babaji Maharaj telling Guru Maharaj, you, this Gorindu Brahmachari, his Brahmachari name, you know him. Give him your special attention. He said, he's worth 100 yogis. And he had the ability to engage Srila Guru Maharaj's God brothers in preaching activities. Some of them in a reciprocal way. He would get A.B. Goswami Maharaj, take him to a village. As he could understand, he's the junior, the brahmachari boy. He takes the Maharaj on a preaching program, but really he's organizing things. Or in the case of Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, interestingly, the inverse. Swami Maharaj would arrange a program because he's a householder and they're respecting the saffron dress and Vaishnava culture. So he'd have Gorindu Brahmachari sit and read from the Bhagavatam, but he's very new. And then Swami Maharaj would explain it to the but he'd give him the asan, the garland, and say, and this Brahmachari has come from on as the representative of his Srila Sridhar Maharaj, big Maharaj, sadhu, and he will now read the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he'd explain it. And when he came also, Guru Maharaj could see because of his father was a guru. And sometimes he would say, in a light, affectionate way, yeah, my father was a Sahajiya guru. Meaning that type of line in Bengal, not, aggressive, deviant Sahajiyas, but just raised in a particular way in the village life. So he knew all these, what are actually confidential songs. So when he came, Guru Maharaj told him, you put those on the shelf for now. Just forget that for a while. And he ticked off 30 songs in the songbook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur. He said, you learn these. Gurudev learned the 30 songs in a week. So Guru Maharaj says, oh, impressed with this. And we're told sometimes Guru Maharaj, we know, is very acute about representing Siddhanta high and accurately. And then with Gurudev, who's serving him 24 hours a day, sometimes he's sleep deprived. So during the talk, he's starting to like nod out and it's annoying Guru Maharaj. And so Guru Maharaj is like, Gorindu, what did I just say? And then he'd give a perfect representation of what he just said. And Guru Maharaj is like, oh, I thought you were sleeping. And he said he did not miss like the very fine points. And one time Gurudev told me that also later. He said, sometimes if I know Guru Maharaj is talking in a general way, maybe it appears as though I'm not giving my full attention. He said, but when he enters his zone, as Guru Maharaj said about Saraswati Thakur, we can say about Guru Maharaj that in a certain zone, he's like a fully pumped football. Right? He said, when he's in that, in his home, and expressing something extraordinary, he said, then I'm there with full attention and capturing. Guru Maharaj had what Gurudev called his throwing potency. Can throw something, and then a qualified receiver can hear, can receive that. So, and he told me, but me, through me, to broadcast to others in his final instructions. He said, now you will come to know him more intimately and deeply and you will find higher things within him, higher, more refined things. And on many occasions, that was apparent to us, just as here, the daily song of the Kokil brings about some divine remembrance, and of times Srila Gurudev listening to the Kokil in Navadvip, that sweet sound, and one particular time he said, before we had any watch or clock in our village life, we told time by the sun, moon, the position of the stars, and the songs of various birds can indicate different time of day, time of year, season, such things. So he's hearing the sound of the kokil, right? Yeah, we hear them here. So, aparad impersonation of the kokil. But male, and he said, when you'd hear that, he said, they're going back and forth. He said, two males are competing for the affection of a female. And we know, it's in the Goswami's writings, Srinivasacharya, when he's praising Vrindavan, kujat kokila hangsa sarsa, gana kire mayura kule. Talking about the beautiful sound. One of the slokas, very favorite to Gurudev, from Gita Govinda. Lalita lavanga lata parishilana kamala malaya samire marukarabi karakoram bita kokila kujita kunja kutire. Kokila kujita kunja kutire. The beautiful poetry of Jayadev. So, and Gurudev would say, when I lived in the village, when I hear the sound of the kokils, and when he said, then I know it's time to get up and eat muri. So, not just time to get up, but time to get up and eat muri. Puffed rice, one of Gurudev's favorite things. And Shruta Shrava Prabhu Vaishnava Maharaj, he would point out that Gurudev had a way of eating or describing prasadam that sometimes we experience. Even if we just take honor to feast, we are hungry again. So once in Navadvip, and around the time of telling the kokil story, he is in his bowl eating some muri, but like it was ice cream. And like, I'm looking at him Maharaj, you want? And I went, yeah, if you're offering, of course, yes, I will take your remnants, Maharaj. And he told them what to do, and they bring, and it's muri, but I think, okay, some mustard oil, okay, but then gur, molasses. So molasses, mustard oil, and I'm like, he's going, Maharaj, you like?
Yes.
I wasn't qualified to fully appreciate that. But, so, it gives a hint of his divine thinking. So he's hearing the sound of the kokil. It's reminding him of his earlier life and different things. But then he said, he quotes from the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, where it's going to say, Jaimini, iti Jaimini, ti Jalpati, Brishadam, Kurvati, Kila, Kokila, something, Kalanadam. Where, in the most peculiar way, it's told there, Srimati Radharani is taking the name of Jaimini Rishi in response to the sound of the Kokil. This is very odd and peculiar. The cochial sound, we're told to be the reminiscent of the liquid sweetness of the voice of Krishna. But the custom in taking the name Jaimini, Jaimini, is to protect oneself from being struck by lightning, thunder and lightning. So why should Radharani be taking the name of Jaimini, you know, frantically, helplessly crying out the name of Jaimini to protect herself from being struck by thunderbolt when hearing the sound, the sweet sound of the kokil? Right? This is described by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamritam. These peculiar opposites. Why? Separation, viraha bhav. And separation from Krishna, the sweet sound of the kokil is like lightning striking her heart. So she's saying, Jaimini, Jaimini, protect me. So once, that time he revealed that, his type of thinking. But another time, in a similar circumstance, when I reminded him of that, he said, Maharaj, if I think of that right now, my mind will go to pieces. My mind will shatter into 1,000 pieces. So not to casually or whimsically invoke such things, but to just give, when Guru, I'm saying this now on this day because of Guru Maharaj telling me, now you will get to know him more intimately, meaning that up to this point, he was always in the background doing all the different seva for Guru Maharaj. I had some hint of his divine position through association and also hearing so many things from Guru Maharaj. But we could say, and one sense, many others did not, because he is always happy to be in the background serving Guru Maharaj, doing all sorts of menial seva, so that it was the impression of many who visited Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. They thought, the Mat seems to be on automatic pilot. Everything just goes on automatically, perfectly. But they didn't know that was because of Gurudev moving in the background, arranging everything, so that Guru Maharaj could go on with his high internal culture, which is reminiscent of the praise that Srila Rupa Goswami offers to Lalita Sakhi, the Lalita Astakam. We know that when Srila Saraswati Thakur was on parikrama with his disciples in Braja Mandal, in Vrindavan, he sometimes employed what's called ruchi pariksha, which means he's testing their taste, examining the ruchi, the developing taste of his disciples. So he said to Srila Guru Maharaj, of all these places we've been, which one's resonating in your heart as unique? And Guru Maharaj answered, Kadam Kandi of Rupa Goswami. But in a similar way, Srila Guru Maharaj engaged in ruchi pariksha, examining the taste of Srila Gurudev. Gurudev answered, Unchagaon, Lalita Bar, the house of place of Lalita Sakhi. And it has some far-reaching, deep significance. So that mood, serving mood of Lalita Sakhi being praised by Rupa Goswami, we find similar serving mood in the heart and service of Srila Gurudev, the Srila Guru Maharaj. Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utunga Sohrada Vishesha Vrishat Pagalbam Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Radha mukunda parasambhava garma bindu. Deho laksham. As we've heard, there are those who are willing to die for the cause, to sacrifice their life for a cause. Here, the inversion there, Lalita Sakhi is willing to take on more life forms. Deho laksham means 1,000 forms to render the proper service that not the least disturbance will enter that plane. So she's showing the greatest magnitude of eagerness and intensity for the least seva. That's the principle being distributed here, being demonstrated here. The greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least seva, and to ensure that not a remote disturbance can enter into that plane. Very similar to the mood of Srila Gurudev and his approach to the service of Srila Guru Maharaj, and also their arrangement that, please, you know, their arrangement that Guru Maharaj will be on his veranda upstairs, engaged in his internal culture, internal dialogue, composing slokas, original thoughts, concepts, etc. And Gurudev will move below, organizing all the service, that not the least disturbance will come to Srila Guru Maharaj to disturb or interrupt his internal culture. But sometimes he's also, Guru Maharaj is working on some sloka, asking Gurudev for a word, an ending, a rhyme. So he's also co-composer of so many things as well, and interpreter of Srila Guru Maharaj. So that when he would lead the Bhadarik Ashram tour and came to the Imlital temple established by Aprakrita Bhakti Sornga Goswami Maharaj, there's a plaque there talking when Mahaprabhu came and sat beneath the Imlital tree and took Krishna Nam. But written mysteriously, the date. And senior godbrothers trying, it's a composition of Guru Maharaj on the plaque there installed by Goswami. And they're, Ratneshu Vedanite, what does this mean? And the young Gorindu Brahmachari, Govinda Maharaj, he comes there and they're bewildered, mystified. And he said, oh, I can explain. They're like, what? You're just a boy. And he knows the mystic system for numbering. Ratna can mean 5 or 9, as in Pajaratna, Navaratna. Veda, you can have 3 for Veda, Trivedi, or 4 for Veda can mean 3 or 4. Isha, 5, like Ratnishu, 5 eyes. There are different ways of determining this. So it became, what was it? 4, 5, 9, 9, 5, 4. Ratnesha Vedanite? He said it means 459 on the calendar. And the year of 459, that's when Mahaprabhu came at that time. And they're astonished. How can a boy, what's mystifying to us, he's effortlessly explaining. When Guru Maharaj was in poor health, and Sakhi Charan, who donated the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat land and the Mayapur, and an important Vaishnava, his son was going to England for studies, And so they invited all the exalted Maharajas to come and give their blessings and well wishes to him. And Guru Maharaj composed some slokas at the time, but could not attend. So Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, delivered them. And at one, the others were a little chagrined and say a little maybe envious. Guru Maharaj composed something. And so someone tried to find fault within the composition. He said, well, here, yeah, it's very nice what he's written, but it appears here that he's giving blessings, and that may not be entirely appropriate that you yourself are giving. They're trying to diminish the beauty, the substance of what Guru Maharaj wrote. And Gurudev starts interpreting, saying, no, the way you should understand this is Guru Maharaj is invoking the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas. Are there no Vaishnavas here? And they're all defeated by the boy. Once Gurudev also can compose something. So he composed something in praise of some particular godbrother for his Vyas Puja. And that godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, was visiting. And the godbrother said, oh, did you see what Govinda Maharaj wrote for me? How? Oh, let me hear it. And he started reading it. And Babaji Maharaj said, it's very nice. But I see double meaning there. And they're like, what? He said, well, actually, what he's written, it's written so brilliantly. It's like genius writing. From one point of view, it's all glorification. But from another point of view, he's saying many other things that can be understood from them. Like what? Then Babaji Maharaj starts explaining. And then the person, saying, what kind of genius is this? When A.B. Goswami Maharaj is speaking in a similar way in Vrindavan in praise of Ban Maharaj. Ban Maharaj realized also he was employing double entendre, double meaning. And some of these meanings were not flattering. But he knew no one here can catch it. But he kept looking at Govinda Maharaj because he knew he knows. And to see, like, what is his face? How does he look when he's hearing these things? And that ability, like we say, Ashisha, Gurva Bhista Supurukam Guru Ganai. So the understanding the heart and will and aspirations of his own guru and fulfilling them in major ways, but also in the early days in some unexpected ways. When Guru Maharaj was negotiating a settlement for the warring members of Gaudiya Math, he finally made a proposal that both parties could agree to. So it was time for everybody to like take prasadam and embrace and accept the compromise. So they're taking prasadam, but Srila Govinda Maharaj noticed that Ananta Vasudev Prabhu would not accept rasgola. And he went to Guru Maharaj in the next room and he said, Vasudev Prabhu won't accept the rasgola. I think he thinks maybe it's poison. So he's not taking. And Guru Maharaj, then what to do? Imagine Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's so young, he said, I think if you will offer with your own hand, he'll accept because of his regard for you as a Vaishnava. He won't refuse from your hand. So then Srila Guru Maharaj came out, put the rasgola on Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, and he took that rasgola without hesitation. shows you something about their level of Vaishnavata. A few minutes before, he's thinking, this may kill me. But he has so much faith in the Vaishnava. If this comes, if poison comes from the hand of Srila Guru Maharaj, it will be nectar. It cannot harm me. This is a higher class of men. And Gurudev tapped into their level of Vaishnavata at a very young age. And we know he lived with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Swami Maharaj, would distribute his Back to Godhead magazines. There's so many pastimes there. And while out, it gets very hot in Calcutta, especially around now, May. So once I took Siddhanti Maharaj to buy some cloth on Mahatma Gandhi Road. I know a little bit about Calcutta too from collecting there. And we're very, it's so hot. And I said, well, there's this one place we go to sometimes for refreshments called Rally Shing. And they have these different types of drinks called Sarbat. So it's flowered syrup mixed with crushed ice and water, and they have a way they present it. And they have the Acharya picture of the original mount, you know, on the wall. And they used to sit there in a very beautiful white dhoti. The man would sit in a half lotus position on an asan with beautiful shirts and silver cups. And they have a tradition of presenting this. So we drank these drinks, and they're very refreshing. Sandal, cuss, different things. So we went back, and Gurudev is, you know, he, if you come before him with some package, he needs to know what's inside of it. So he's, and wondering, where are we, and what have we done? You know, said, we went to Mahatma Gandhi Road and bought some cloth for Siddhanti Maharaj. He's very tall, and we need to buy a particular cloth available there. That's all? Yeah, that's pretty much, you know. Any fooding? Like, said, well, you know, I'm shy to tell and admit, but we are very thirsty. And I remembered from my, like, preaching, collecting days in Calcutta when it was just unbearably hot and we needed to quench our thirst. We'd go to this place, it's called Relishing. And Gurudev said, I also used to go there. And I said, oh, Maharaj, then you can understand. I am your true follower. But that made us feel happy that he also, would, when he was preaching in Calcutta as a brahmachari, selling Back to Godhead magazines, collecting donations for the mat, he would sometimes stop there. So sometimes it's pointed out that he's the son that Srila Prabhupada wanted. He wanted to have a devotee son, a preacher son. And his children turned out otherwise. But Guru Maharaj, when they shared the Sitakant Banerjee Lane in Calcutta, Swami Maharaj had his domicile, office, and then one section was given for the mat. Gurudev lived there with him. Swami Maharaj would teach him Bhagavad Gita while he's translating, and they eat together. We know Swami Maharaj liked to have puris and sabji for breakfast, and he would offer some to Govinda. Gorindu, take some. He said, no, I will take muri. And Prabhupada said, that is simply cheating the stomach. So they had some sweet pastimes together. He knew him. Gurudev knew Swami Maharaj as Abhay Babu, this dedicated householder extraordinaire. So when it came time for the opening of the what would be the flagship center, the ISKCON Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, the world headquarters, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada invited Guru Maharaj and Gurudev to come for the opening. When they arrived, he sent his car, his driver. When they arrived, when devotees said, Prabhupada, what do we do to, you know, for the inauguration? He said, Sridhar Maharaj has arrived. The temple's open. You know, like, that's what we do. We invited the senior most Vaishnava on the planet. As Bhaktivinoda, Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Sri Jagannath Ayate Namaha. Vaishnavaya Vridha Gora Vrajashrita Sheshaya Vaishnavaya Vrindavam. Vridha means the best. Anyway. And Guru Maharaj spoke, said some extraordinary things at that time, but his health was not good. Gurudev was not expecting to speak, so he didn't prepare anything. But then Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj both wanted to hear him speak. And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj is there too. And some divine inspiration descended in Srila Gurudev. And he began with the famous sloka of Raghupati Upadhyay, Kam prati kataitam ise samprati patitam ayatu Gopati tanaya kunje gopa viduti bitam brahma. Just hearing this sloka at the beginning, Guru Maharaj said, Krishna's Babaji Maharaj jumped up and said, Hey Krishna! He thought it was too perfect. Like, how could someone think to use this at this occasion? And what he means in context is, Mahaprabhu is asking Raghupati Upadhyay, what's the best thing in the world? What's the best thing you've learned? Who's all the best? He wants to hear from him. And having heard what is best, Mahaprabhu wants to know, is there anything more than that? We are telling, perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Right. So, Raghupati Upadhyay said, there's something better than the best. And I could say what it is, but I don't think there's anyone qualified to hear it. And if there were, I don't think they would believe me. It's that astonishing. That's the preface to this sloka. Who can I tell and who would believe me? There's something to say, but who can I tell it to and who would believe me? And this is at the heart of the matter of the Krishna consciousness movement. Who can you tell and who would believe you? But Guru Maharaj, in an article perhaps published in one of the Gaudiya Math publications, said, the hint is being given here, we can understand by inference and inversion, that now that you've come, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone will be told, Jari Dako Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. And by your grace and the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, and everyone will believe it. The fortunate souls, Sukritivan, Yajantihi Sumedasa, they'll believe it. They're ready to hear it. You're qualifying them to hear it. What is unhearable? Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Shata Shatadar. Das DK. Everywhere it'll be given. It's a hint at the nature of Sri Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, Gaura avatar, avatar sar Gaura avatar. Right? So, but Gurudev, in his brilliance, he spins this in a new direction. Like the saying, amateurs plagiarize, professionals steal. he's appropriating the sloka of Raghupati Upadhyaya and saying, who can I tell? Who would believe me if I tell them that who I knew when I was Gaurindu Brahmacharya and he was Abhay Babu, and we used to sit at the breakfast table together and he'd say, you're simply cheating the stomach with your muri. And he's teaching me Bhagavad Gita, sending me out to distribute back to Godhead magazine. This Abhay Babu, he's fulfilled Mahaprabhu's prediction, Prithibite Ache Jata Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Bai Bornam, who I sat at the table like that, who dealt with me like his affectionate son. He's the person who would spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Is there anyone I can tell this to, and is there anyone who would believe me? That's the way he is using it. Spiritual genius. And at that time he says, so he loves me like his son, and he reveres my Gurudev as his Shiksha Guru. So when it's time for Prabhupada to recapitulate everything that's been expressed by Guru Maharaj, by Gurudev, he said, what Govinda Maharaj said is true. I love him like my son, and I revere Srila Sridhar Maharaj as my Shiksha Guru. That's one of the instances where this was recorded. It's very significant. We have that beautiful picture of the pastime where Srila Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj are on the same Vyasasan, and Srila Gurudev is praising him, and Babaji Maharaj is in the background and surrounded by so many loving servitors. It's like a pastime out of the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. So, many times, circumstances were such that Srila Guru Maharaj would call me into his room for some private talk. And it would just be Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, and myself. And Guru Maharaj would say how we should understand something from a very high, like Mahabhagavata perspective. So like, I want you to understand this. Do you understand it? I'd say, yes, I understand it. And then Guru Maharaj would smile a little bit and he'd say, but Govinda Maharaj has another idea that I want you to listen to. And then he would present a practical application of this higher principle. Bring it down to practical application, how we should proceed. So Srila Keshava Maharaj, in praise of Srila Govinda Maharaj once, he said, I have so many resources. Tirtha Maharaj has so many resources. Madhava Maharaj has so many resources. But what we failed to do with all of our resources, Govinda Maharaj has done with his intelligence. That kind of praise. When one of Madhava Maharaj's disciples heard Madhava Maharaj praising Govinda Maharaj to the extreme, he was upset. Why are you praising him so much? He's done so many wrong things. And he said, Madhava Maharaj said, when you see that type of devotion, if you fail to praise that, some fault comes to you. That's what Guru Maharaj means by Guru Ganai, the Guru Gan, Ashisha Shambhushitam. We understand all the praise from his Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj. But what Guru Maharaj is pointing out, the appreciation of Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada there, of Bhakti Doita Madhava Maharaj, high agree of Brahmacharya, the man of volcanic energy, according to Saraswati Thakur, the praise of Ban Maharaj, of Jajavar Maharaj, of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj. All of these foremost disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, they're also, he is adorned with their blessings and praise as well. And so many things are there. But, and it's very difficult to summarize Srila Gurudev because of his unlimited qualities, his ability to compose original Sanskrit, Bengali, to extract the inner meaning of the scripture, to serve Srila Guru Maharaj, have the blessings of the Guru Varga. But we would be remiss if we did not speak of his unlimited love and affection for all of us, who are the objects of his mercy, and his unlimited tolerance. That once someone has been identified as a servitor of Srila Guru Maharaj, or is trying to serve the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj to extend his glories in this world, Srila Gurudev said, I become their slave. It was, to hear that was not easy. Like, whoa, Maharaj, what are you saying? He said, if someone serves the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, I become their slave. Someone might mimic that, but he said that with authority and realization, because it's a fact. Who believed that, in his words, he said, one word from Srila Guru Maharaj is sufficient to make us his slaves forever. He said to me once, he said, you said that I'm a fanatic for Guru Maharaj. And I love that. I love hearing that. I'm a fanatic. Fanatical follower of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Remember, Maharaj, you said I'm a fanatic for Guru Maharaj. So, sometimes described himself as a one master dog. No. Srila Guru Maharaj knew that only Srila Govinda Maharaj is capable of receiving the chargership of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat from him. So much so, in his natural humility and reluctance, Guru Maharaj said, if you don't, then I'll break the Mat. And it was not an empty threat. Guru Maharaj would have given his deities to Puri Maharaj and closed the Mat if Srila Govinda Maharaj would not take the position of Acharya. That's a fact. It's not an empty threat. Only he could be. Gurudev, in his natural humility, said, I like being the servitor of the Acharya of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So you make someone else the Acharya, and as I'm doing now for you, I'll do for them. That's what he honestly preferred. And Guru Maharaj is, we can say, tolerating for some time. Gurudev always wanting to just serve the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, not wanting to take the premier position. And sometimes saying, oh, in my astrological chart, it shows this, that, or the other thing, you know. And Guru Maharaj is tolerating for some time, until at last Guru Maharaj said, I take your chart and throw it in the Ganga. Because he said, in my chart, it says, I won't live so long. Guru said, I'm giving you life. You'll live till 82. I'm giving you that. Because it said in the chart, he should leave early, this, that, the other. And Guru Maharaj said, if you do not take this position as the acharya of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, then I will leave the world. And that's when Gurudev said, I am your goat. Cut my tail, slit my throat, as you please. So he offered himself on the altar of self-sacrifice to Srila Guru Maharaj. And the rest, as they say, is history. Sometimes, just I wanted to say it, and that I didn't want to live having not said this. I said to Guru Maharaj once, even though I knew it was virtually impossible, I invited him to America, that he'll tour America, we'll take him on a tour of America and the world and promote. It's because even people heard Guru Maharaj's explanations previously, they said everyone in the world should hear him. That was the, if you came in connection with Guru Maharaj, you wanted to bring the world to his lotus feet. That's the natural reaction. You're just saying, people have to hear these things. That's why Madhava Maharaj would sometimes say to him, you're cheating the educated public. Because he'd try and drag Guru Maharaj to Calcutta and Guru Maharaj would stay in Navadvip. Say, you're cheating the intelligentsia. They should hear from you. So because, as I said, I didn't want to go through life having not offered it. I said, in honor of the wishes of Srila Saraswati Thakur, I'm inviting you to come to America. And Guru Maharaj just sort of laughed. And he said, but he said something prophetic. He said, I will see America through the eyes of Govinda Maharaj. That, he said. And when Gurudev came back after one of his tours and was talking with some of his friends, and he said, they greeted me with their flowers and their tears everywhere he would go. Flowers and tears. Tears of joy, devotees, to be in the presence of a Mahabhagavata whose glance, if he glances upon you, it's more potent than bathing in the Ganga thousands of times. It's to be bathed in the glance of the Vaishnava who possesses purest love for Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna. And that is still our prospect in service to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. If we will dedicate ourselves and our energy in this matter, we'll get the benevolent, loving, affectionate glance of Srila Gurudev upon us, and our lives will be perfect. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Tiro Bab Maha Mahotsava Titi Ki Jai. I want to sing the Viraha Giti. I understand you may have done this previously, but I'll sing this now. And afterwards, we will chant Gurudev's Pranam Mantra and offer some flower. And then there'll be arati and other things. Hare Krishna. Je anilo prema dono koruna prachu nilo prema dana koruna prachu je anilo prema dana Koruna prachu prema dana koruna prachu hena prabhu kota gela acharya thaku Gela acharya thaku Hena prabhu kota gela acharya thaku Prabhu kota gela acharya thaku Kaha mora swarup rupa kaha sanata kaha mora swarup rupa Kaha sanatan Kaha dasa ragunata patita pavan Kaha dasa ragunata patita pavan Kaha mora bhatta juga Kaha kaviraj Kaha mora bhatta juga Kaha kaviraj Eka kale kota gela gaura natara Eka kale kota gela gaura natara Pashane kutibo mata Anale pasibo Pashane kutibo
Pasane kuti bo mata anale posibo. Goranga gunera nidi kota gele pabo. Goranga gunera nidi kota gele pabo. Se saba sangira sange koi lo bila. Se saba sangira sange je koi lo bila. Se sangana paya kande narotamoda. Se sangana paya kande narotamoda. Se sangana paya kande Koruna prachu. Heno prabhu kota gela cha jataku. Hena prabhu kata gela jaja taku. Hena prabhu kata gela jaja taku. Jaja taku jaya jaja taku jaya jaja taku jaya jaja taku. Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Tiro Bab Maha Mahotsavati Ti Ki Jai. So where are the flowers?
We can all hold the flowers at the same time. Where do I want those?